This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio for news of a couple of opera productions from Scottish Opera coming up this spring and into early summer too, with audio-described performances of Marx in London and La Traviata for blind and partially sighted people. I'm now joined by Scottish Opera's audio-describer, Katrina Gillis, who's going to give me a bit of an insight into these two opera productions. Hello, Katrina, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
And thank you for the opportunity to be able to talk about our work with Scottish Opera.
We're going to start with Jonathan Dove's comedic opera, Marx in London, a madcap sort of musical adventure exploring the man behind the myth. Katrina, this is a sort of story that is very interesting and a period of time for Marx that I only really sort of knew about after going to see the comedy Young Marx at the Bridge Theatre in London back in 2017. And I think Jonathan Dove's opera premiered in the following year. Would you mind just giving me a bit of an overview to the story and setting for Marx in London?
Well, it was actually 2018 was the first performance. It was commissioned by the Theatre Bonn on the 200th anniversary of Marx's death, and it was performed in December of 2018, so that was the first performance of that. And I think it's safe to say it's not really what one would expect. If you hear the title Marx in London, you think, oh, it's going to be about philosophy, it's going to be about his books, and it's not anything about that, although there is a backstory there about his works and about his writing. But the whole thing takes place in one day when they lived in London, and the family did actually live in London. One part of the scenery is an English Heritage plaque over the door of the house where the Marx family lived, which actually says the years that they lived in London. So it takes place over one day, and there's a spy. It starts off with a spy spying on Marx, and it turns out that it's not quite what you think it is, but I'm not going to give any spoilers away because you don't really find out until the very end. But the spy is there, and Marx is just in a mess financially. He has no money and he never pays his debts, and the bailiffs come and they take all the furniture, and his family are distraught as to how they can actually get things sorted. There is a side story also. A young chap, Freddie, appears on the scene, and he's quite taken with Marx's young daughter, Tussie. And his side story is he's looking for his parents. He was abandoned at birth, and he only has a memento, a small memento, a napkin ring, which will help him identify his parents. And that then, again, with no plot spoilers, comes out in the end as to his story meshes in with the Marx family story. Marx actually then thinks that he's going to solve his financial problems by helping himself to his wife's family silverware, which he tries to pawn, but that doesn't work. So he's in dire straits, and there's lots of running around through the streets of London as he tries to get rid of this silverware so that he can get some money for it. And it's actually hilarious. The second act particularly is really funny, a madcap comedy, but still with a bit of pathos in it. There are some really nice scenes with the chorus playing workmen and workwomen, streets of London. So it's not just a complete farce by any manner of means. There's comedy, there's pathos, and you just see a whole side of Karl Marx that I don't think anyone realises. Well, I certainly hadn't realised it was there. So it's very, very interesting and funny.
And it's quite interesting because most people, and there are bits of comedy in opera, but most people would probably not expect opera to be sort of hilarious and funny and to be sort of very much a comedy, would they?
No, not at all. And I think that's partly why I'm sure it will be such a success with audiences, because even at rehearsals, you know, you burst out laughing, although you know what the script is, you know what happens, you still laugh. And I think it'll take people by surprise. And they'll be very keen to have a good laugh. And that then brings the audience with you because they're, oh, great, I'm actually enjoying this. It's not stuffy old opera as sometimes people think of opera.
And there will, of course, for the audio-described performances, be touch tours prior to the performance. And touch tours are a great opportunity for people to get onto the stage, explore some of the props and costumes and stuff. And that's something that Scottish Opera always provides, isn't it?
Yes, it is. There's always a touch tour prior to each audio-described performance. And I think not only is it a great opportunity for the visually impaired audience to get a feel of, literally a feel of the set and the scenery and costumes and so on. It really helps our job, selfishly, it helps our job because we then can refer to, oh, you saw in the touch tour, or you felt that costume in the touch tour, and remember that's where that particular bit was in the scenery. So it helps us describe what is actually happening, because obviously our job is to try and provide the best description possible so that the visually impaired person is getting the same experience as the sighted audience member as well. So the touch tours are a great help to both the visually impaired and the audio describer.
Well, we must tell people about the dates and times for the audio described performances and touch tours. Would you mind just give me a rundown? Because I think there's only two coming up, I think.
There are two, yes. The audio described performance in Glasgow is Saturday the 17th at 7:15, but the touch tour will be at 6:00. And the following Saturday, the 24th, in Edinburgh, and that's the same timing, 7:15 for the show start and 6 p.m. for the touch tour.
We now have Hedy Passion in Verdi's heart-rendering classic La Traviata. And I think this is one of Scottish opera's much-loved productions, which I think was first sort of performed in 2008. So this is a great opportunity for audiences to see this production again.
Yes, and it's not only, I think, fair to say, a Scottish opera favourite. And generally in opera circles, it's very much a favourite, particularly as it's Verdi. Verdi's music is stunning. And the story is tragedy, yes, but beautiful music. And I think it's very much an opera favourite generally.
And I suspect many people will recognise some of the music from La Traviata. And I think that's a great way for people to get into opera. If they know some of the bits of music and they will come and see an opera and think, oh, actually, I recognise that. And that's really a great way of getting people sort of used to opera who may not have sort of gone to an opera performance before.
Yes, that's correct. And I think also on the website, just going back to Mark's briefly, and there will be also for La Traviata when it starts, a lot of information on the Scottish Opera website about the music, about the cast and so on. In fact, in the Mark's website, there are interviews with the cast about the show, and you get their take on how they feel about the part that they're playing and what the show is like and so on. And that will be, I'm sure, the same for La Traviata. So it is worthwhile in advance of the show checking on the website and getting the information from there as well, because we also put an introduction on the website which gives information about cast and costumes and sets the scene and a bit of a synopsis. So that is available prior to any visually impaired person coming to the theatre. They can access that information through the website.
Yeah, it's always good to have that information in advance, the introductory notes and the touch tours and things like that. And obviously there'll be touch tours for La Traviata as well. And there's something about that whole experience of blind and partially sighted people. You've got the introductory notes where you get information in advance. You've got the touch tour as well. And then the live through audio description. And it really all comes together, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I think also that it's quite, well, it's very good and essential that we work as a team also, because the person who does the sets and the costumes notes, who records these and who works on these, is not one of the two people who do the running description. So there's a team of three work on each opera, but we all work together so that we're seeing the same thing. So that when the visually impaired person perhaps would hear the information on the website, when they hear the introduction, because there's an introduction prior to the opera starting, which starts just after 7:00, so about 12 or 13 minute introduction, giving information about the cast and costumes and so on. And that is almost exactly the same as the information which is on the website. So if they have listened to that, they think, oh yes, I remember about that bit of the set now. And so it has to be the same. We have to coordinate very carefully to make sure that we're saying the same thing in the same kind of way, so that it's really reinforcing what they might already have listened to on the website.
And La Traviata will be audio described at the Theatre Royal in Glasgow, and that's on the 18th of May. Eden Court in Inverness, and that's on the 25th of May, His Majesty's Theatre in Aberdeen on the 1st of June, and at the Festival Theatre in Edinburgh on the 15th of June. Again, all performances at 7:15pm with touch tours at 6pm. Katrina, if listeners would like to find out more about Marks in London and La Traviata, along with details about Scottish opera, where can people go to find out more?
Well, the best place is to go straight to the Scottish Opera website, which is scottishopera.org.uk. And on that website, we'll get information about the different productions and be able to book tickets and also be able to find out information about audio description services, because there's a great section on the website which gives more detail about the service that audio description provides for Scottish Opera. And if booking, you can book seats through the website. We can also book by phoning the box office. And either of these ways is very good if possible, to be able to say, please, can we have the audio description service, so that people know that you're booking for the audio description service and the touch tour. So scottishopera.org.uk for all the information.
Well, lovely. Thank you very much indeed, Katrina, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and give me a great insight into these two Scottish opera productions.
You're welcome. Thank you.